An organiser of the Black Lives Matter protest in Christchurch is standing by his decision to help create the event, despite social distancing rules not being followed. It was one of several events held around the country over the weekend in solidarity with protesters in the United States after the police killing of George Floyd. The Deputy Prime Minister, Winston Peters, says that the mass gatherings in this country should have resulted in prosecutions for breaching level 2 restrictions.
We cannot have rules where some people decide that they don't wish to comply and there are no consequences. Either that, or we've got the wrong level of shutdown right now.
But Will Hunter told our reporter Matthew Tunison that he stands by his decision to help organise the Christchurch event.
I was in the Cathedral Square attending a climate protest the day of the mosque shootings, and it feels very real to Christchurch, the issues around racism and just how violent and terrible the outcomes can be.
Now, clearly you would have been aware of the COVID-19 restrictions under Level 2.
Absolutely.
How did that play on your mind when you were organising this?
Yeah, so one of the things that was at the forefront of my mind was following the government guidelines for events. In all of our communication, we encourage people to wear masks, to not come if they felt unwell, and to stay socially distant. We were giving out face masks and disposable gloves at the protest, and we set out cones and barriers to try and encourage people to separate into different sections. The original idea was to ask people to stay 2 metres apart from other bubbles. Unfortunately, due to the turnout, that wasn't possible.
And how many people turned up to the protest?
I don't have a hard count, but Facebook says 700.
Do you regret organising the protest?
Not at all. I think it was incredibly important. It's really easy to just watch things happen and not do anything about it, and things get worse and worse and worse. This situation in America has been building for quite some time. I don't regard what happened at the protest to be any worse than going down to Westfield Riccarton on Saturday last week. I would not have taken part in organising this event if we'd still been in Level 3 or Level 4.
Okay. I take it you're not an epidemiologist or a
I am not,
health
and I wouldn't
clinician.
Claim to be.
And these rules have been set out by people who are and by other
Absolutely,
experts.
And that's why we did our best to follow them.
But they weren't followed.
But we did our best.
Winston Peters saying that the organisers should be prosecuted. How do you respond to that?
That was something that I was aware of the risk of when I decided to be involved.
And have you been contacted by the police?
Not yet.
What if it turns out someone does have COVID-19 in this group? That could potentially be pretty devastating.
Absolutely. And I'd probably feel the same sense of responsibility as the person in charge of opening Westfield and having several thousand people through there on Saturday.
And that's Will Hunter, who helped to organise Saturday's protest in Christchurch, speaking to Matthew Tunison.